Hello.
Hi. Good
Hello, how are
afternoon,
you?
Emmanuel. Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. About yourself?
Oh, not too bad.
That is good to hear. So yes, Emmanuel, I'm actually calling because we received the request that you wanted us to contact you.
Right. I got the note that everything was approved, with the Google verified ads. Can you hear
Oh,
me?
for your Sure, let me go ahead and check on that one. So let's see. You do have Google Verified campaign. Okay, let me just check it very quick here. All right, I'm just pulling out, I'm checking on the back office for your Google Verified campaign just to make sure if there's any pending item. Oh, okay. So upon checking here, Emmanuel, your Google Verified campaign, the processing is actually done. Like all of the information has been submitted already to Google. That means your ad is already live. So what we do is that after you actually tap onto Google, we will go ahead and check on your ad visibility yet. So once we see that your Google Verified campaign is already visible, that is the time we then collect the activation budget from you.
Well, before it goes, I want to talk to you about the towns that I want it to come up in.
Oh, sure. No problem. We can go ahead and discuss that one. Let me just go ahead and open there. Let's see here. All right, let me just open up service areas. Okay, so currently we have already some list of years. Would you like me to go over with this first and then we can make
Yeah, well,
edits?
I want to tell you right now, get rid of Glenview.
Okay, let me write it down. So you want Glenview.
And I think that's probably the only one, actually. Can you give me the rundown of the town that it's going to appear in?
Sure. So the list that we have here, we have Bannockburn, Glencoe, Glenview is already there,
Well,
Galt.
get rid of Glenview. Get rid of Glenview.
Yes, Glenview. It's already listed on the list of areas. And
No, get
then
rid of
the
it. I do not
oh.
want Glenview.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I misunderstood that. Let me remove that one. Okay, so Glenview has been removed. Again, we have Bannockburn, Glencoe, Gulf, Island Park, Pinewood,
Okay,
Kenilworth,
Highwood. Get rid of
Highwood.
Highwood.
Okay. that's been removed. And then we have Kenilworth, Lake Forest, Lincolnshire, Northbrook, River Woods, St. Charles,
St. Charles, get rid of St. Charles. Get rid of St. Charles.
Okay. All right. So I've removed that one. So again, we have River Woods, Wilmette, and lastly, Winnetka.
Okay. So how many towns is that all? Can we go over it again?
Sure. So Bannockburn, Glencoe, Gulf, Highland Park, Kenilworth, Lake Forest, Lincolnshire, Northbrook, River Woods, Wilmette, and Winnetka. That's 11.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, those 11 towns.
All right. Good. Okay. Let me just
change and then now, them. Now, all right, I'll let you finish what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have areas that you wanted to exclude just to make sure they don't get, like, you know, anyway, they will never be included? Because we have that option. Like, if you have, like, area. Yes. Do you have, like, a specific area that you wanted to exclude?
Yeah, everything I just told you.
I mean, specifically, like, I'll put them in the excluded areas.
Just the 11 towns that we just talked about, those are the only towns that want to appear in.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
So I don't
want to
appear in Chicago. I don't want to appear in, you know, just those 11 towns. That's all I'm going to appear in, correct?
That's not. Okay. Yeah. The one that we have discussed, those are the only towns that you will be appearing.
The towns, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, secondly, I know dealing with Google is not going to be fun. I know there's going to be a lot of baloney. What happens now when I get calls that I don't advertise for? Like, I want to know what the key, like if someone calls me for a sewing machine or a commercial refrigerator or, things I don't work on. Can we go over the work that I do work on? Cause I don't want to be getting charged for someone calling me and saying, you know, their sewing machine is down or their coffee maker or their blender. Or their microwave, or things I don't work on.
Okay.
Because I know there's going to be a lot of that.
Certainly. So for appliance repair service, let me see. We have you, this is turned on, which means you will be, these are the type of services that you will be receiving. So there is repair dryer, repair refrigerator, repair stove or cooktop, repair washer, repair dishwasher, repair freezer, repair oven, repair refrigerator or freezer, repair stove, cooktop or oven, and repair washer or dryer.
Okay. So if I get anything else like commercial refrigeration or commercial appliances, I won't be charged for that, right?
Yes, that is correct. For example, you get a call that is not under the services that you provide for the ones that I have mentioned. Google will actually not charge you for that.
So what do I have to do? Because I know I'm going to have to go through jump a lot of hoops to get that credited. So who do I call?
It will be us. So what recently Google actually made an update. Before, what happened was that you get charged and then you get credit. That was before. Right now, they've made some changes. They actually go ahead and review the leads as soon as possible before you get actually billed for it. So if ever, usually you don't get billed for it because Google will review it right away before you're billing. But if ever you get billed, then we will go ahead and make an appeal to make sure you get credited.
So if someone calls me and says, can you fix my my blender? I say we don't work on blenders. You're saying that they will catch that on their own?
Yes, because Google actually, they have their own call tracking, which means they are going to be reviewing the calls.
What, is somebody just dedicated to reviewing calls?
It's like automated on their end. You can actually, for example, a month has passed already and you wanted to go ahead and check on your leads, which one are being charged and not charged. We can go ahead and do that for you. In that way, you would actually know as well which one are charged. Or you can also check on your dashboard. It will show there if you were charged or not.
You're going to have to tell me how to get to the dashboard because I don't know how to do any of that.
Oh, sure.
Is there an app?
Yes, we do. What type of phone are you using? Is it an Apple or an Android?
Apple.
Apple. Okay. You may need to go to App Store and find Local Splash.
Okay, hold on one second here.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no problem.
See? Local Splash, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash. Local Splash. Okay, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
It says LS, like with red and blue.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Red L, blue S, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want notifications. Started. Okay, do I want the notifications? Do I want to hit enable or?
Yes, please enable notification.
Hit enable, okay. Enable notifications. Notifications, allow notifications. This is just for, I don't know. Okay, I guess, yeah, right, I allow notifications for Local Splash, okay? When you start, you should get a microphone for your best calling. Do I want microphone on?
Yeah, so just in case you are, let's say, for example, you will be calling using your application, then... Yes, please enable access to the microphone.
Okay, what's your phone number? I am on 243-05-243. Okay, well, I think I'm here. Just all beginning with the terms and conditions. I don't know where to go from here.
Okay, so if you are on, let me just go ahead and open something very quick here. Okay, so if you are on your home section, right, after you log in, Do you see where it says local leads? Or you can actually go on.
Can you hold on one second, please?
Oh, sure. Sure, sure. Please take your time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Where do I go now?
Okay. So on your app, you see where are the three lines on the upper right corner?
Yes.
Okay. Please go ahead and click that one, and then I need you to go to leads.
It just says change name, email script, sound on, pop-up widget, add chat to your website. That's all it says. Oh, there's another one with the B. Not like that one.
It should be three lines. Three lines just beside the notification bell.
Get started. Continue. Continue. It won't let me get past app permission.
Did you enable it?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me what it shows now on your screen?
App permissions. Before we get started, you should microphone permissions. Best experience without any further interruptions. And I have it's green, you know, with the switch to the right.
Does it have like a continue button?
I hit continue, and then it goes, it acts like it's going to continue, and then it goes right back to app permission.
Could you kindly send me a screenshot, please, so I can check?
Okay, I just texted it to you.
Okay, thank you. Let me just refresh your page.
I got to put you on hold for 1 second, okay?
Oh, sure, no problem. I'll stay here.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Did you get it?
Oh, no, I didn't. Did you send it to the 877-635-6205?
Now we went through.
Okay. Let me try to refresh.
Now
how did he allow you now?
Now I just got all, Google Business Profile Optimization and Services, Google Access, Directory, Submissions, Custom Website, just all the white, it's like a bunch of legal talk, I guess.
Okay. Okay. So there on your screen, okay, I think you're already on the home screen. Do you see the three lines on the upper right corner beside the notification bell?
The two lines with a box. Small little box in the right corner.
Hmm.
Well, next to the half.
Do you see the notification bell on the upper right?
No. Close.
No.
Uh-uh.
Oh, a box that has like two lines? Okay. So at least I think you are still on the login page.
Now it's back to this crap. It won't let me go past app permission.
Oh, that's strange.
It's not up and running yet. Is it, by the way, this?
The app? It is,
yeah.
Heard. It is up and running. It should be.
Now I'm giving a hold. Because I'm getting a lot of calls and no one's answering. I hope I'm not getting charged for this. Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes. This campaign is not up and running yet, is it?
You're Google verified? Not yet. You're not charged
not yet.
Yes, yes, that's correct. So what will happen now, Emmanuel, is that on your app, you will actually be receiving the calls to your app. So if you get a call, you will get it from your app.
You mean people aren't going to just call me?
Yes. For example, because you do have SEO as well, remember? What happens is that when people actually call you, they will go ahead and contact you. You will get it on their app.
What do you mean I'll get it on the app? So there's a call button for people to call me.
That's for the Google Verified, yes. There's a call tracking number for that.
Yeah, so what do you mean I'm going to be getting on the app? What am I going to get on the app? Just a copy of the call?
Yes. So if you go to Leads tab, after you log in there, you go to Leads tab, it will give you the leads that were generated. For example, you get a lead from Google Verified campaign. You will actually see it there. And then you can go ahead and listen to the call as well, and then you will see it will be marked, like, for example, charged or not charged.
I'm trying. It wants my signature, so hold on.
Okay, no problem.
Your name is, could be, please look strong. I'm trying to hit confirm, but it says signature does not match.
Is that for the terms and conditions?
Yeah, I agree to receive SMS messages, sign up. All those things, and it says signature, and it says to type in my name, which I did, and then I hit confirm signature. It tells me signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as. God, this damn thing is always not working. As appears. No. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text. Well, I typed in my name. I don't know what else it wants me to do.
Is there an option for you to skip that one? Because I see here that you've signed already the terms and conditions before.
All right, so I hit cancel. All right, so cancel. I don't know. There is no button with a bell. There is no three lines with a bell. No. I don't know.
I think, yeah. Could you send me a screenshot of what it appears right now on your screen?
No, now I'm back to where, well, let me get past app permissions again. I keep hitting continue and it
then it wouldn't allow you.
This is going to be fun. I can already tell.
Maybe it would be because of the connection. Would you like me to call back again?
Okay, now it went through. Now I have to hit I agree to receive SMS messages, sign or the credit card, I acknowledge the payments are automatic and reoccurring, and then type in my name. But you're saying I already did all this, right?
Yeah, it's just the terms and conditions is already signed, but maybe it's for the application that's requiring you to go ahead and enable everything.
Well, it won't let me because it says my name does not match, so I don't know.
Can you tell me what did you type in when you did it show to you on the what's the name that is being written there?
I'll just send you a copy of it right now.
Okay.
I just sent it through text.
Okay, let me go ahead and check.
Let me know if you received it.
Okay. It's still not showing. But could you tell me what number or what phone number did you use to send it to us?
Yeah.
It could be that the number is not registered.
1-877-635-6225.
Okay, that's actually correct. I mean, the phone that you used to send it to us, is it the 5550 or the other one, which is the 6095?
6095.
Okay, it should actually come through. The number is registered. Okay, let me try again. So that's going to be 708-715-6095, right?
6095, yep. I've been texting you guys. This is how I've been in touch with you guys. I text you at this.
You think that number?
At this number, constantly.
Could you kindly resend it once again, please?
Yeah.
I see that you're trying to send in, but it's not. For some reason, it's not pushing through.
You sent it again.
Okay, thank you. Let me check. I see here that you are, there's like a text message from you, but it's not like showing here. Like the image is not loading.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry about that. It could be connection or.
You know what? Let's try it a different day because nothing's working on it. It's just going to be a nightmare like everything is with Google. So,
or let's do a dashboard instead. Instead of using the application, we have another way. This is a dashboard, a web dashboard, as we call it.
How do I do that?
Okay, I'm gonna send you an email. This will give you your login credentials. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me just go ahead and send it.
Can I get rid of the app then?
The application, yes.
No, the app for the local splash, the app.
If you feel like you're not really comfortable, like if you're having errors, you can go ahead and uninstall it, and then you can use the other option that we have.
Remove app. Okay, I'm going to delete this app. Okay, let's see. Log into your dashboard. Username. Okay, I'm in the dashboard.
Okay.
It says the business name, the address.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see three lines on the corner, on the upper corner, or say dot?
Upper left-hand corner, I see three lines,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There should be home leads, right? Okay, go to leads, please.
Leads, okay.
Okay. So this is where you're going to be looking for your leads. So the last one that I see is a website lead from Catherine Johns, right? Do you see that one?
Yeah, that was from New York,
okay.
By the way.
Yes. Oh. Chris?
Yeah, I called and then
Deerfield, Illinois.
And they said he's in New York. I said, okay. Well, we don't do New York. See, but this is the kind of shit I'm talking about. Already I'm getting calls from New York.
The address that we have put is Deerfield, Illinois. Mm, that is strange.
Yeah, what else is new?
Okay, so here, your Google Verified leads will actually show here. You will know it's Google Verified because it will be marked as letter G. There's like, instead, like, for example, Catherine Jones is like a screen, right? So this time, if it's a Google Verified lead, it will show as letter G. So that means it's a Google Verified lead.
All right, so from now on, I want to go to leads. And then I don't see any G where I see Catherine Johns.
Yes, at the moment, because you don't have any Google Verified leads as of yet. So there's no Google Verified lead that you will see. But once you get one, you should be able to see it here, and it should have letter G icon on it.
This dashboard, how can I get into the dashboard just through this? I can get through the dashboard through this. Text, right?
Yes. On that, that's actually, if you notice, it opened a browser, right? So you can go ahead and bookmark that one. So anytime you'd like to go ahead and check on your dashboard, you just go to this link.
I don't know how to do that. How do I bookmark it?
Okay. I'm not very familiar with both with Apple because I'm an Android user, but let me see. Let me try to help you. Which application did it open? Did it open Chrome or what's that again? Dedicated for Apple?
I don't know.
You would know if it's Chrome or Google Chrome.
I
How can I tell?
There on the very top where the link is shown, right, where it says my.localsplash.com/leads, you would know what type of browser you are using, yes.
So I got to go back to leads then, right?
Yes, just go back to leads.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
It doesn't show.
From now on, dashboard, I can just go right to this text and log in through there. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can also do that. You can come back to the text that we sent or email, and then it will take you there.
Okay. So do you know when this will start, by the way?
Actually, they are already, they are just waiting for your ad to be visible. That means I am looking, it could be it's already like starting, because before we collect the activation budget, we have to make sure that your ads is really visible. So anytime by this week, you should be getting a call for the or you should be getting an email letting you know that we will then charge the activation budget. But your ad is already live. It's already starting.
Okay. All right. Well, if I have any questions, I can always call you back, and I'll wait. I just wanted to, for now, just go through the towns, and which we did. So, okay. Thank you. And if I have any five calls, you're saying, like, let's say tomorrow I get a call, and it, like I said, they want their blender or their coffee maker.
Uh-huh.
You're saying that they will catch it on their own?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
Cool.
If you'd like, for example, you get a call like that, go ahead and call us back maybe after 2 hours, something like that, and then we will go ahead and show to you how it would actually look like. So you would know like what Google actually does, and it will show on your dashboard.
Okay, very good. Appreciate it.
No problem. And yes, if you have further questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to call us here.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Emmanuel. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.